What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This update is brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia, starting with the Dolphins, who return to the practice field today. Miami will also practice on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, they'll have a joint practice with the Jaguars. The third and final preseason game will be Saturday night at Hard Rock. And yesterday, the Dolphins added pass rusher Matthew Judon on a one-year, $6 million deal. And of the Marlins, who fell to the Cardinals 8-3. Game two of the three-game series is tonight, with the first pitch at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. And Joe, as far as Dolphins practices go, they did close today's. Wednesday and Thursday, they do have tickets available. We can go on their website.
Yeah,
pick those up.
Yeah, I got an idea, too. If you do want to go, especially to watch Jacksonville, I just want to say, just go. Forget the tickets. Just go. Seriously. Just go out. This thing about people taking tickets and then they're not. Just go. Most likely, 99.9%, they're going to get you in there. They're going to get you in there and you can watch it. The last two practices. And then that's it, man. It's shutting down, and we'll be talking about the opener against the Colts coming up here in no time. In a big, big opener. One of the learn how to win, find out how good you are. A team that's very beatable, that's sitting here still trying to figure out which quarterback's going to start and which one's healthy and, you know, who plays the best and all the other stuff. So, yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen with that whole thing, man, and with everything else. So, Dolphins, we've had Mike come out yesterday afternoon and talked about the cornerback position and talked about adding Matthew Judon, who comes in with 72 career sacks. He came – listen, they once he's out there, went after him, and this had to do with injury. I just want to let you know there is no doubt that this had to do with protecting yourself for later in the season and adding more depth to that position with a proven guy.
Wait, when you say that, though, are you giving credit to the conspiracy that some guy's actually worse off than we know, or?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well,
me.
They were saying yesterday that the big conspiracy is that one of these guys is actually a whole heck of a lot worse than what they're leading on.
Yeah, yeah,
are
I know.
You buying into that?
I don't.
Do you
I
think
don't.
It's a depth thing.
I don't think so, because you know those guys. I watch them warm up, and they're not warming up like, "Hey, all right, I'm hurt, so I'm just we're just doing this."
So you think there could be a trade in the near future, because that was another conspiracy and rumor yesterday that they could be gearing up to trade one of those guys.
So I don't think they're trading Jalen Phillips coming off 2 years of injuries. I don't think that's going to happen where you can get fair value. So I think the problem has been Chubb and Phillips have not played a lot of games together, and they've been injured. And Chubb and Phillips got hurt, and then Chubb got hurt 2 years ago during that Baltimore Ravens game. And when we lost him, he was having, first of all, he had double-digit sacks when he went down, and so he's having a really good year. And so we haven't had those two guys at the end of the season, and, you know, all of a sudden, you're real shorthanded, a really important position. You had 35 sacks. So my thing is they wanted and Judon and Chubb on one side and Phillips and Chop on the other. And, hey, they may keep Grayson Murphy. Or Derek McClendon, too. Both guys have had really good camps. So I just think they're just protecting themselves for depth and less snaps for all those guys rotating in, and try to keep everybody healthy and give yourself a chance in December and January. That's how I read into it. But I know yesterday everybody was like, uh-oh, there's a trade coming. If they got Matthew Judon, they're going to trade somebody. And I don't, and I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. But I am curious. Grayson Murphy, who everybody's raved about his pass rushing skills, I am curious to see what happens with him, even more than Derek McClendon, who's also had a really nice camp. They had 35 sacks last year, one of the worst pass rushing teams in the NFL. And as you know, again, Chubb and Phillips, Chubb wasn't there at all, didn't play last year. And Phillips missed a lot of games. So, but you can't say it's not because of injury that you're bringing in Matthew Judon. Of course it is.
Well, someone asked hypothetically if you could move a pass rusher, Chubb or Phillips, for a high-end cornerback, would you? Well, I think yes, right?
Yes, you would. But again, you got two guys coming off. One guy had reconstruction surgery on his knee. I want to see Bradley Chubb, you know. I want to see what he – and Jalen Phillips is coming off not one but two, coming off an ACL and an Achilles. And we're talking about guys rehabbing all offseason to get to this point and you know, and going to be motivated to keep playing in the league. So I just don't know if another team would be willing, without seeing those guys on tape in preseason, to trade for them. Because the last thing they remember is an injury. So I don't know if there's any value to get a cornerback back, is what I'm saying. I get the theory, though. I'm not saying it's crazy.
Well, it feels like there's going to be some big moves in the league coming up here, right?
Yes.
I think there's some guys that are not going to get their contracts they're looking for, it appears, right?
Yeah.
I don't, like, at this point in time.
You don't think we're not interested in any of these guys?
No, I don't think we are.
No, because Hendrickson, we can't afford what he wants.
No, I don't think
we'd be right back to doing guys. What we did last year late in the preseason. But
there's going to be some serious movement here coming up.
So this is kind of like, how many teams get deals done, though, right before the season starts? And then, like, you're going, why didn't you do this earlier? Now the frigging guy's not in great shape. You're starting a year. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been doing your workouts, at least. And now you're asking him to go from watching practices, and now you're throwing him in for 50 plays, and he gets hurt. And you're going, you did that to yourself. Why didn't you just give him the offer you're going to give him? You caved here late and gave him more guaranteed money than he wanted. You got his deal done, but he's missed all the camp.
Like, out of all the teams, the Bengals are not surprising, right? But, like, to see Dallas doing this is kind of unusual.
He does this every year, though.
I know, but this is – I mean, he's really pushing it to the edge here. Like, camp's done, essentially.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what do the Dolphins have, what, two more practices after today for camp? And they got a preseason game, and then that's a wrap.
Then you're putting your guys together and putting them in position. There will be – I agree, there will be some
trades. I do think, by the way, missing camp's a big deal. I mean, you missed the entire thing like that. That's not good.
So do you remember Christian Wilkins did that? He was here, but he didn't do a lot of drills.
Mm-hmm.
So start the year, he wasn't very good. Now, he picked it up after a couple weeks, but he wasn't very good. And I was talking to Coach. I go, yeah. He didn't do any practice.
Yeah. I mean, playing a preseason is one thing, but, like, missing practices.
Even the other stuff, though, you're missing all that stuff. You're basically going – from standing on the sideline and stretching and doing a few, you know, half-speed drills to now you're playing. Mm-hmm. You're playing – you missed all the steps in between. You missed joint practices. You missed, you know, maybe a little preseason time. But there will be – you know,
so out of those three guys, do you think any of them reach deals with their teams? And Terry McLaurin, like, they got to sign that guy, right?
I don't
know what they're waiting on there.
I don't know either.
The Dallas thing seems really weird. I assume they'll figure it out, but Cincinnati might have trade written all over it, though.
Since he's a little cheap.
Yeah.
And I said that. Now, they just paid their two wide receivers and the quarterback before that a lot of money. And
their defense is so bad.
Yeah. Look, they need
really
him.
Really bad.
And he's standing there last night. By the way, good for him.
Laughing,
by the way, he's a smart guy. He's going, hey, man, we've agreed. I mean, they're breaking the deal down. Yeah, we talked to him. They've agreed on money. It's just he needs more guaranteed money. I mean, it was like 20 seconds. Like, this is about guaranteed money, and he's ready to come back. And then they show him standing there talking to the coach on the sideline. It's like, okay. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm holding out, but I'm here because I love playing for Cincinnati. Just give me my damn money guaranteed, will you?
It's weird, man. These contracts should be real close to fully guaranteed at this point, shouldn't they?
Well, you know why they're not?
The NBA does it. Like, come on.
You know why they're not, though, right? You want what example do you want, Chubb or Phillips? No, I'm asking which one.
I got you. But hey, man, it's a tough game.
Yes, that's why you got guys going.
Guaranteed.
That's why guys are saying, "I want that guaranteed money." And the other side, this is why we don't want to give you guaranteed money.
Well, I side with the players on that one, don't you?
Yes, I'd like to see more guaranteed money for all those guys. Absolutely, man. No question about it.
Maybe we wouldn't have to redo contracts every single year now.
But I do like. First of all, half the writers yesterday were shocked to see the Judon deal, like thinking, wow, I thought Grayson Murphy. You hear everybody talk about his moves and his dip and the things he's doing, and you're going, wow, there's a lot of guys think this guy's going to be really good, like against number ones and playing. And so I thought, all right, get another young guy in there with two veterans like Phillips and Chubb, and they end up getting a guy older than everybody, and Matthew Judon.
It is weird to see him sitting still out there, right? Like, if a guy's sitting there at this point in time, there's probably a reason.
Well, it didn't cost him a lot of money.
No?
And so...
But there's got to be a bigger piece to this, right?
I just think right now, I'm looking at it, and if something gets flipped, I'll be the first to say I didn't see this one coming. I think Matthew Judon just adds depth onto a position, and I can't say it enough, folks. The last 2 years, at the end of the year, there was no Phillips and no Chubb, and it affects your team.
I know, but it would make sense to pull the trigger on something like that.
Like
if
what?
You could bring in a cornerback, it would make sense.
They keep saying,
unless that's how you want to play this season,
unless,
right? Just say, hey, we're just going to have the best defensive line in the league.
They are saying we don't see fundamentals and technique that they see every day. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'd go out and get another guy personally. Yeah.
Do you think it's the best defensive line in the league? I mean, a lot of people, I've been reading around, a lot of people seem to think that.
The
like,
Dolphins'
right up there.
Defensive line is the best?
It's right up there.
You got to calm down on that. Let's let them play some games.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming they're
No. But they're having they're off to great starts, much better than my voice right now. And but let's calm down on that a little bit.
Okay. Fair enough.
Man, you can't. I love what they have. I think they get coached up. I think they hit a jackpot on some guys. But we gotta let them. They gotta play.
You got Asante Samuel Jr. text in here.
I don't
this
know.
Morning.
I don't know what situation is with the physical. Nobody's gotten an answer on the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Neck and shoulder, not good.
Yeah. How those comments go over, too?
I don't think they're affected by that.
No.
What I was told the agent right away after the father opened his mouth.
Put the fire out?
Yeah, like, hey, we won't let you know that's not how the kid feels. All right, that's
still
his dad.
Still probably not helping.
That's his
cause,
dad trying
right?
to get the podcast business rolling. It's not, hey, you split him up.
But why,
son,
though? Why do that? That doesn't help.
Have you heard since, though? It's like he's kind of backed off a little bit, right?
Yeah, well.
The father is kind of.
Like
all
podcast,
of a sudden, a family went, hey. We'd like to see him play here in our backyard where we live. Went to St. Thomas. He's a local guy. He'd like to play here. So maybe, you know, maybe he can. Yeah. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff. I don't know, folks. I don't think there's something behind this, but maybe there could be. But I do know we have not been in very good shape with pass rushers when those guys go down. We have, you know. And
we like a good conspiracy, though. We like to try to connect the dots, don't we?
Yeah, of course.
That's always fun.
Oh, no. That adds.
What's the next move?
Hey, listen, if you can't do that in sports and politics, what the hell? Come on, man. Whichever one you're more into.
It's just more harmless. When
I happen to be
in,
more
sports.
Into the this part. All right, yeah. We got to go to break. We'll take a quick one. We'll be right back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Got him. Yeah! Catch us on FM 104.3 or listen to WQAM on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Don't miss a thing.
Before we get back to the show here, Joe, I want to let you know we are going to be giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Hobby Card Show in Fort Lauderdale. It's coming up this weekend, featuring 200 tables and autograph opportunities with Udonis Haslam, Andre Dawson, Jim Kelly, Brad Marchand, and more. Keep listening right here for details, Joe. And if you can't wait to win, you can go to thehobbycardshow.com and you can grab your tickets.
What a great show that's going to be.
Yeah, looking forward to it this weekend.
Bunch of my favorite guys there, too, man. Wow. Yep. That's all timeless right there. So get a chance. Shoot on out. Good guys. Talk to you.
Absolutely.
Good bunch. So should be good. You say you're going out there, Woody? You're going
to try to? Yeah, on Sunday, yep.
Good.
I'm not going to miss that, bro. Come on.
No, you can't. That's
it's big for me. Bringing my son out there. Oh, we're going, man.
That's like,
I just got to talk to him selling some of our stuff. Like,
you
that's
are,
the problem right
you
now,
are so. Consistent, though, man. You have since day one, you love the collectible business.
Yeah, we got into it, and we're keeping it rolling here. We found some Pokemon cards, by the way, last weekend. That was a big score.
And the little guy's into it now, too. Leon likes it, right?
Sports cards, Pokemon cards. He loves it all.
Whatever dad's doing, he's, hey, let's do it. And that guy loves it, man. So
we just need some Dolphins players to start collecting. I don't know. You know, we need some long-tenured Dolphins.
Wait,
you know what I mean? Like,
Woody,
if you're a South Florida sports fan, I don't know what cards you're buying.
Those
Panther cards right now.
Those deals of seeing guys play 10-plus years, unless you're a long snapper.
Those days are
probably
long over, yes.
Probably over.
Or a franchise quarterback.
So it's really interesting. I want to get back to these two things. So the Matthew Judon, and I've heard everything. And, yes, I've had people in my life, too, said, hey, there's something else behind this. It doesn't sound right. Judon and Chubb and Phillips and Chop. No, there's something going on. And then somebody called me last night, hey, they like Grayson Murphy a lot, and he's going to be a big part of this. And I was like, okay. Which, by the way, you could keep five guys if Grayson Murphy can play special teams. Like Cam Good can. You could do it. But bottom line is, you don't have enough of a pass rush last year overall. And the last 2 years, you've had your two top guys out. Chubb missed all of last year. Sometimes we almost forget. And so he is fully recovered. And Phillips, you know, listen, those are rough ones, man. Achilles followed by an ACL. That's a lot of rehab time. And we'll see. He's still a young guy and see how he can bounce back from that. And Chop got a little bit of a scare the other day, but he's fine. Hell, he's back at practice the next day. That was a real small scare. Then the other one coming out, of course, and the Xavien Howard signs with the Colts, who you open with on the road. 32 years old, sat out last year. If you're wondering who his defensive coordinator is, he's the guy behind it, Lou Anarumo. Spent some time with Lou this summer. Couple of nights, actually, the ultimate bonding, drinking with Sweet Lou, and so he's an ex-guy. That was his guy. They had some great years together, and he's a big fan. I saw his comments. He might have slowed down a little bit, but his instincts are some of the best I've ever seen. And you can listen, guys. Later in their career, if they slow down a little bit, they can still play. His ball skills are second to none I've ever seen. Would you agree with that, Woody? The way he goes up for it,
yeah.
And I like he takes chances. And by the way, you can't get interceptions unless you take some chances. Besides finding the ball when it's thrown up and getting a good feel for where it is off the eyes and body movement of the receiver you're covering. And the X-Man was really good, man. You don't get 29 picks in this league unless, what is he, runner-up defensive player of the year, I believe, just a few years ago as well.
Yeah, this adds a nice little wrinkle to that.
Yeah, that adds opener, a little bit, doesn't it?
Picture Omar in the press box. I know Omar's living in my head, but I picture Omar in the press box rooting.
He
on
is
his
in
client.
Your head. He. But
guy
you
up by the texter called him his client earlier, and I agree.
What's that?
Xavier Howard.
Oh no, that's one of his favorite guys all the time.
Yeah. So
so
Omar's
that
going to cheer for him like a proud agent.
Yeah. By the way, he was getting stuff during the. Remember that they're going through the contract stuff and. They were calling Omar to see if it was okay. And Omar, like, hey, Omar, put this out there. And, hey, Omar is getting all the – he's getting all the good stuff back and forth. Then they got it done that one day, and they put some money at the end of the contract. But so I was asked yesterday by one of our writers, like, did you think there's a chance he's ever coming back, considering the situation we're in right now? And I go, no. I think X was off the list. I think X-Man was off the list. Like, all right, you did your time here. That's it.
Would it sting if he actually ends up playing well there, especially that you have a major need at that position?
So I just got to tell you, man. I'd be surprised if he had a great year.
Okay.
He sat out a year. And
because
he's 32 years old.
They've made some weird
signings, and
he's had some
knee problems.
Okay, but they've made some weird signings. Like the Darren Waller signing's even more unusual.
But Darren Waller's at least coming in healthy. He didn't quit because of health.
Mental health.
Mental health, yes.
But and this Judon signing's a little unusual.
Well, I just thought, honestly, I thought we were trying to get away from this was kind of the thing as we want to stop getting away from 30-something. The guy's on the other side of 30.
Well, why not go all in and just address a need if you're going to start, you know, picking up guys that are left over right now. Anyone sitting around a free agency right now is not very coveted, right?
Well, Stephon Gilmore still, you know the names.
I know.
The names that are still
out there.
But
there's a reason guys are sitting there still.
By the way, the guy I don't know about, and some of you listen to me in the morning, I know are St. Thomas folks and know Asante very well, Junior. I don't know what his deal. He's by far the youngest. And to me, yeah, if he was on this roster, he'd help us. Yes, I agree. He is better than some of the players you have right now, but I don't know where he stands with, because there's a lot of teams still looking for cornerbacks. There's still a lot of teams looking to upgrade their cornerback position in depth. I just don't know where he stands with his injury. I don't know, right? Nobody signed him until he gets, like, the medical staff comes in and takes a look at him and checks it out. But I don't think the father has anything to do with it at all. None. None. Good relationship with dad. Bad relationship with dad. You weren't around for me when you were young. Whatever. I don't know what the situation is and the mom stuff. Do you throw a mother in the middle? I don't know. But I think it's been made clear. I was told that the agent got right to the team and said, listen, he's more than interested when he passes his physical. Whatever's being said by other family members, that's not what he thinks.
Yeah. Just weird to make those comments. Like, they obviously don't help him, but.
But that, like, Chris and Mike aren't going to go, oh, so your dad, huh? Well, what's your relationship with your dad? Okay, oh, it's okay. Like, you're going to find out what the kid has to say in the agent.
Well, it'd be very tough right now to find anyone that has anything positive to say about the Dolphins anyway. So, you know, he's just part of the club, right?
So I would just say this. No, and everybody's taking their shots at this team. Everybody's taking shots. I believe they need another cornerback. Mike. Now, Mike's never going to say anything negative about this team. He just doesn't. That's not his DNA.
And he shouldn't.
No. I had a good laugh with one of the coaches that talked, and I said, man, you're really good. And I said, I don't want to say his name, but we had a good chuckle about this whole thing can you imagine a coach coming out going, yeah. Our guys don't look very good this year. Any questions? We got a bunch of guys I wouldn't put on my high school team. Not going to do that. And our fans want that. Like, tell us how bad they are. Make me so I can really get. And Mike's like, hey, no, we like these guys. We're going to stick with them. Some guys were getting better. I think, you know, again, Ethan Bonner was making a big, big move, man. Big, big move. And they were just like, wow, he did it again. He made another good play. He's consistent. He's where he's supposed to be. And he pulled his hamstring.
So your options are essentially at this point, trade one of these defensive linemen probably, right, and get your cornerback. Or you can wait a week, like Omar said. And Omar said there'll be 100 that are available, and I guess a bunch of guys will get released.
Yeah, but you're, but all those guys are getting released, yes.
So I don't know. But I,
you know, it's not like you play with
out there, man. I don't
not
know.
Like you play with three cornerbacks all year, a nickel and two guys on the outside. Everybody likes to have a fourth and a fifth guy, and you'd love to have a safety that can cover a little bit and play safety. Those are real special guys.
By the way, that's a tough position to address as well. Right? Like, that's right up there with offensive line as far as difficult positions to address.
Which one?
Cornerback.
Yes, cornerbacks are.
A ton of cornerbacks running around.
You hope your young guys come along. Anyway, there is a chance. I still, no matter what they tell me, I still think there's a chance that they either trade for a guy when at the end or they release some guy. Somebody gets a veteran guy, might get released, who's a little disgruntled.
So who would you trade? If you were Chris today, who would be on the trading block? Someone offered you a middle-of-the-road corner.
I think Chris would – well, you got to go deepest positions, right?
So
and the deepest position is defensive line.
Okay, so who are you trading? I hate to put you on the spot here.
Oh, Dickerson.
Okay.
I'm not trading any of my draft picks.
No front-line guys?
No.
Okay.
Well, you can get rid of your first-round pick?
No.
You getting rid of Sealer?
No. Well, no.
Okay. Benito Jones? I'm guessing if somebody said we could use Benito Jones, I'm guessing Benito might be one of those guys.
Well, the name that keeps coming up is Jalen.
So here's the only thing I say to everybody. Jalen is coming off not one, but the last 2 years, two major injuries. And I would be surprised.
I understand what you're saying.
But we were talking about this during break. I would just be surprised if Jalen Phillips part of a deal coming off an Achilles and an ACL. So if it happens, man, okay. And I'm not saying Dolphins probably aren't out there always looking. I think all those GMs talk to each other every day. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them, hey, we're looking at you. We'd be interested down the road and something to think about, and we'll get back to you and that kind of stuff with all these guys. Part of their job is to, right, always upgrade the roster and have the best roster getting ready for this Colts game to start the season. And I don't care what they say. We need another cornerback. Yes, we need another cornerback. I think everybody – I think Teron Armstead came out and said he's with the team every day. And he goes, yeah, we need another cornerback. And he's with them over there. Hey, I want to tell you right now before we go, we got to go to break here, and we'll come back, Hollywood's headlines, and then we've got Kyle Crabb's going to join us. Love having Kyle on. He'll join us. We'll talk a little bit about this Dolphins situation and the Judon and the pass rushing and the cornerback position and X-Man and everything else. We'll have all that for you coming up more at 8 o'clock. Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Love talking about it because I got great results and I know you will too. So every guy out there, this is something really weird for men to talk to other men about. It is. It's just, but it happens. It's something we have as we go along, low T kicks in. It does. And usually ED follows at some point as well. If you're going through it where your energy level, you're in a fog, you feel half depressed, you're just not yourself, tired, you just find yourself always tired. You got a physical and they go, nothing wrong. You're just tired. Your sex drive follows that. You're not around. First, it's a hit and miss from weekend to weekend, and now it's just a miss, if you know what I mean, in that bedroom. Well, Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they take care of, and they do it quickly, and they do it the right way. The professional way is knock out ED and low T. It will happen to every man out there. Every man out there. Nobody gets a hall pass and go, oh, you're the one. Your whole life, never had any problem with low T and ED. Doesn't happen. Every guy gets affected by it. So you got to decide, do you want to do something about it, or do you just want to become good friends and tired all the time with your partner? Well, if that's you, then you don't need Atlantic Men's Clinic. Boy, I'll tell you what, I got great results in my late 60s, and I know you will get great results whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Set it up today. You get the tee, the PSA test. You meet with their professional staff. Better yet, we have 7 locations, so you have one close to you, including our brand new one in Hollywood. Look them up. Just go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com, but set up that first appointment. If this is something that's really been bothering you, 877-455-7300. Hey, especially your sex drive being gone and it's starting to affect your life. I know it did mine, and I made the call, and I'm so glad I did. And you'll get great results fast. That's the number one question I get. How long before it kicks in? Quickly. 877-455-7300 for Atlantic Men's Clinic. Set up that first appointment. Do it today. You'll feel better.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Hi, Woody. What do you have for us today?
Let's start with some tennis, Joe.
Oh, man. The guy got sick. What's he supposed to do? He didn't feel well.
Poor Cincinnati hosting the biggest tennis event of the city's life. And
1 and 2.
And one guy...
One and two, all these great matchups, and sorry.
What a quitter.
He was sick.
He was sick. I don't, by the way, so I do tend to get duped sometimes by these Twitter accounts. I don't know what's fake and what's not. There was a rumor that, or a photo that someone posted, there was a screenshot of his Instagram story that showed that he went to an Arby's the night before.
That's not true.
So I don't know
he
if
said
that.
He said he didn't feel well the
okay, said, so I don't know if that was
I
true.
I didn't talk to him
they
personally.
They said he discovered Arby's and like, which by the way, I love Arby's. One of my favorite fast food places, but.
Great.
If you're not used to it, maybe it could hurt the stomach.
He said he wasn't feeling well
this
in the
This sounds
match
very
before.
Jimmy Butler-ish.
All right, whatever.
Come on, man.
Yeah, now you can rip. Well, so golf yesterday, now you can rip tennis today.
Oh, this guy's overrated, obviously.
Yeah, number one player in the world. Yeah, he's. Really,
he's just
overrated.
Not a great champion. We need.
Let's see how he plays. By the way, great champ. Let's see how he plays in the major. So far, it's been pretty good.
Doesn't he always lose in the final?
You know, he won the last major. Stop it.
Okay. All right. We'll go.
You know that? What's the name of that turn? Oh, Wimbledon. He won that one. Yeah, that one. Okay, go ahead there. That he's such a crappy player. Go ahead. What's next? You're on a roll, man.
Thank you. We had a fight at Titans camp yesterday. Did you see this one?
No.
Cam Ward.
What happened?
Got into it with his defensive tackle, Jeffrey Simmons.
Damn good player.
Yeah, man. There was a little bit of a shoving back and forth, and the offensive line had to step in.
Oh, no. Listen, he goes, that defensive lineman goes after your quarterback. All the big fellas got to, like,
yep.
We got your back, man. Not sure they want to mess with that guy, but we got your back as a group.
Yeah, right. That'll be very exciting to see.
I gotta
Cam
tell
Ward
you, man,
play.
Cam's taking over that team. He is not acting like he's just got drafted.
All right, Joe. This story is kind of comical here. It said the NBA and Players Union back tighter prop betting restrictions.
What's that mean?
They were trying to back further limitations on the types of prop bets that sportsbooks can accept for NBA games. It's according to a report in The Athletic.
Why do the players care about the gambling? Just don't gamble.
The solution would be to stop point shaving. Yeah.
Yeah, just play. If you're supposed to play, play and don't have to do somebody a favor because you're getting a piece of the pie. Like, stop.
Yeah, that seems like the easy way to fix the problem. You know, it's
just
no
funny. Alerts. Like, if you just play.
You see these stories come out, and it's just funny because the NBA has taken so much gambling money, right? They're in bed with every gambling company. You can't just like, oh, by the way,
everybody,
we're going to change things up because our players can't stop, you know,
everybody
running these scams.
Everybody said that this was going to happen.
And it did.
And that it's only going to get worse.
See, by the way, if Terry Rozier gets his name cleared at some point,
hey,
hopefully.
I have no sympathy. Don't gamble. I don't even know what the rules are. I know it's not gamble on your own sport.
The rules
and definitely
are,
not on yourself.
Well, I think part of the rules are don't tell your buddy to take the under and then leave the game with an injury. I think that's part of the rules.
Before you get to your 3 points a game and
yeah,
I got you.
They go, this guy bet $1 million on a guy that barely plays. This is interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what, when ownership of these sports took all that gambling money, I went, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And the old alert goes up.
You're always going to have someone, man.
We're watching you.
By the way, college players do it. You can bet on college player props. Not here. Hard Rock doesn't have college player props. But that, I'm sure we'll see problems there. Like, you see problems everywhere you can do it. How many NFL guys have we seen get busted?
I'm guessing that the Miami Dolphin players have been told, look it, you want to go to Hard Rock to go to Council Oak or one of the great restaurants they have over there?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Just stay out of the casino.
Stay out of the casino. Or even more, stay out of the gambling
room.
It's
on the phone, though, man.
I stopped by the other night.
Guys had trouble staying away.
I stopped by. I just wanted to see spreads. I went by, and there were a bunch of games. I just wanted to see what the spreads were. That's all. I didn't go in. I just went to the outside.
A little window shopping.
And I was looking. I went, oh, okay. Spread's a little bigger than I thought.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Our final one here, Joe, takes us to your hometown of California here.
What's going on? You got anything good coming out of that state?
Well, this was interesting. So, you know how people have those cameras on their doorbells, those Ring cameras?
Yeah.
This guy, there's video, Joe, of a mountain lion walking right through this guy's front door. And the mountain lion confronted the guy inside the house. Apparently, everyone was okay.
Is that a thing?
Southern California thing,
yeah,
right?
Southern California going through, because my neighbors who came from Southern California said they had a problem with it.
Really?
I was sitting there drinking Coronas with the guy, and I'm like, what?
Mountain lion problem. I saw
the story. So, yeah, they come down at night, a little hungry. We don't have that in Northern California. We don't have that at all.
No. What do you guys have up there?
Well, you go up a little bit. You get the bears.
The bears stay to themselves.
You get mountain
right?
lions, but they stay up in the mountain. They don't come down to Marysville, to the little town. They stay away. We got deer.
Okay.
Deer down by the river.
Yeah, but those aren't harmful.
No.
Have you ever been confronted by a bear? Did you ever run in?
I've seen a lot of bears, but you're told when you're a little guy, stay away from them. They're not pets. Especially when they have little ones with them.
Yeah, they look cuddly, though, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Go over there and give it a hug?
No, not going to happen.
All right.
Man, I see what's going on here in this state, by the way. I saw that the other night about some people want to kill. We got so many bears now, and others are going, oh, leave the bears alone.
Bears in Florida?
Yeah. Oh. I guess we have a...
Where?
We have a ton of bears here.
I've never in my life seen a bear.
We have a lot of bears.
Have you?
Not here, but in the state of Florida, we have a lot of bears. Somebody out there was going to text it in and let you know. We have a lot of bears
in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of bears? Grizzly?
No, you're being dumbass.
They're not polar bears.
Then you got to just say something. All right, we got to go to break here. Hey, I'm not even going to waste my time on what grizzly bears.
Have they migrated from California?
If you watch some of those shows I watch, the grizzlies are...
They didn't like the way things are going in California, so they migrated here?
Yes. All right. Hey, I want to tell you a second here. Everybody but Woody's invited to go to Baptist Health South Florida when you have an injury. Boy, I'll tell you what, it sure is nice. Woody, never again. I set him up, but I'll never do it again. Baptist Health South Florida's got one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. People ask all the time, where do the pros go? I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. They all trust those great doctors and specialists. They put together those team doctors for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. I'm talking about top dogs here, man. You can't be a top sports medicine program unless you can have specialists for every part of the body. And if you're competitive in team or individual sports, no matter what age, one thing's for sure. Sooner or later, we all get injured. And it's nice to have not only great doctors, but great facilities to go to, like Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables or Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, or 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. There's one goal every day. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.